This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the name of Jesus. Pray everyone is walking upright with God and doing that which is good and right in the eyes of the Lord. And I want to talk to you about something the Lord's placed in my spirit. You know, our nation is in trouble. It's walking in a very, very crucial place. And the only thing that's going to turn this thing around is prayer. And people go into prayer individually and corporately. There's ever been a time for pastors and ministers and those of you that have people following your teachings to get people's attention and gather them together to pray. It's now. If there's ever a time our nation needed a word from the Lord or a move of God, they need one now. And here's the sad part. You got so many people popping up and speaking things and having dreams and visions that people just grabbing hold of them. If you're going to take a hold of something to follow, you better know one thing. Your soul, salvation, and your deliverance depends on the word that you put in your spirit, and so does other people. So don't go putting things on social media that you don't know if it's God or not. And there's so many people out there that discernment is not among people anymore. People have no discernment of the working of the Spirit of God. And I'm going to take you to Ezekiel 13. And I was planning on going a completely different direction. And the Lord just in the last couple of minutes just dropped them in my spirit. Matter of fact, I had my Bible open to different scriptures. I was fixing to start the recording and begin speaking to you, and God just like that just changed what was in my spirit. And I'm going to Ezekiel 13, and I'm going to begin at the first verse, and this is what it says. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel that prophesy, and say unto them that prophesy out of their own heart, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Now, Ezekiel started off with this, saying, And again the word of the Lord came unto me. All through Ezekiel's writings, he said, And the word of the Lord come unto me. You know, you got a lot of good ministers out there. You got a lot of ministers that are called of God, and they can minister good messages, but the word of the Lord is not just a good message. And I know so many people across the land today that are not in tune and in touch with what is thus saith the Lord. How many of you ministers out there, you can preach good, you can study, you can put up good scriptures, you can do a good emotional message, you may even do a good structural message. But how many of you are in that place of prayer and seeking God, and you're in tune with that relationship with God, that God can speak straight to you and say, Hear ye the word of the Lord. And you can turn and step up to your congregation, or you step up in front of a video camera now, since there's so many live stream and Zoom conferences, and you can say, This is what God told me. That is the word of the Lord to His people at this time. Or this is the word of the Lord to the nations. How many of you have that contact and that relationship with God that you're in touch of what the mind and the will of God is? It's time to find leadership of the Holy Ghost. If you're going to stand in a pulpit, or you're going to stand in front of a TV camera and you're going to put something out, you better know God spoke to you. You're going to have blood on your hands. And it stirs my spirit up that people don't have any discernment. They do not have discernment to know what is God and what isn't. And this is what Ezekiel was talking about in Ezekiel 13. And he went on and said this in verse 3. Thus saith the Lord God, Woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. O Israel, thy prophets are like the foxes in the deserts. Ye have not gone up into the gap, neither have ye made up the hedge for Israel, for the house of Israel to stand in the day, in the battle, in the day of the Lord God. And here Ezekiel is, he's putting it out there plain. He's saying, these men that are supposed to be prophets, these men that are supposed to have a relationship with God, they're running, but they've seen nothing. You don't know how many dreams and visions I've had sent to me, to my YouTube page, Facebook page, other social media, and wanting to know, said, Brother Metter, is this the word of the Lord? People don't know. And why they don't know, they don't have a relationship with God. And children of God, the word of the Lord I give you today, it's time to pray. It's time to pray like we've never prayed. It's time to come together in corporate prayer. It's time to come together in individual prayer. It's time to come together and pray and seek the face of the Lord and get on the same page as the working of the Spirit of God, as the working of the Holy Ghost. It's time to get down to business with God, to know that what is being spoken will give you leadership. You don't need something to tickle your ears. You don't need something to make you feel good. You don't need something like is written in the Old Testament where they came to them, the prophets, and said, don't prophesy hard sayings to us. Prophesy smooth things. Smooth sayings and smooth prophecies are not going to get this nation out of trouble. The only thing that's going to get this nation out of trouble is people falling on their knees, coming together in prayer, seeking the face of God, and crying out to God, God, we need a word, we need direction, we need wisdom and understanding. We need you to raise a standard so we can hear the word of the Lord. I pray this gets your attention. I pray it gets in your spirit. And you begin to come aside on a daily basis and pray, and you talk to people and tell them, it's time to pray. It's time to seek the face of the Lord. It's time to cry out to God. We've got to have an answer. Our nation is in trouble. The world is in trouble, and we've got to have an act of God. May God bless you. Till our next session.